And Jill Steadman has the business news.
Thanks, Anya. Potential home buyers have been largely unaffected by the economic impact of COVID-19, according to a new survey by myhome.ie. It found that 58% of potential home buyers have been able to save more money for a deposit since March. We can speak now to Angela Keegan, Managing Director of myhome.ie. Angela, sentiment regarding house prices has shifted significantly since the summer. Potential home buyers are now less hopeful that a significant price drop is on the way.
Yes, Jill, that's exactly what we're saying. When we surveyed after we were coming out of the first lockdown, almost 7 in 10 potential home buyers predicted that house prices would go down by more than 5%. In our recent survey, which we conducted towards the end of November, that number is down to 22%, so just over 2 in 10 potential buyers believe that house prices are going to go down by more than 5%. And I think the reality of the market is what they're experiencing, and that's what's helping them come to that conclusion.
And while people have managed to save more money and mortgage approvals reached a record high in October, housing supply is still the biggest issue for potential home buyers.
Absolutely. If you think of it, the market was practically on ice for 10 weeks during the first pandemic. And the impact of that has been that 14,000 less second-hand homes have come to the market this year. And even though we saw a pickup in activity when the lockdown ended, we didn't see a significant enough pickup to make up for that drop. And then when you combine that with the slowdown in construction of new builds last year, 21,000 would have come to the market. This year it's predicted to be around 16,000. So, you know, we have a lot less property available for sale. And then on the demand side, as you referenced, 58% of potential buyers have been able to save more. So we have buyers getting, mortgage approval earlier than potentially the predicted, but they're coming into a market where there is absolutely a huge shortage of supply.
The government has extended the Help to Buy scheme for first-time buyers, but the survey found that three quarters of respondents think that the government could do more to help them get a home.
Yeah, 72% is the number, and that's remained consistent over the last three surveys, which surprised me because Minister O'Brien, as you referenced, certainly has extended the Help to Buy scheme and improved it up to 30,000 for those who qualify. I think, again, it's reflecting the reality of the market that, you know, potential buyers need help. We need more stock. And I think, you know, a number of schemes have been introduced to bring more property back onto the market. And it probably will take a while before the reality of the situation and the fact that there, you know, it'll be a little while before there will be some easing in stock. That'll need to happen before we'll see that number drop.
The pandemic has changed what people are looking for from a home, with a home office now top priority, not surprisingly.
Yes, we always ask, you know, what people are looking for, what features they're looking for. And typically we see garden, side entrance, garage, off-street parking. And this time, 46% of people cited a home office. So again, it's predicting the reality of living with COVID. You know, a lot of us are working from home and people are looking at how their lives will change in the future and what they're going to need from their home in the future, because, you know, over the last number of months, you know, home has never meant as much as it has done during this pandemic.
Okay, Angela Keegan, Managing Director of myhome.ie, thanks for joining us. That's the business news for now. I'll have more at 8:30.